And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Ernest J. Gaines Center at UL Lafayette is hosting the first Gaines Center Summer Teaching Institute, June 16th through the 20th, for teachers of middle school and high school. You can learn more about Ernest Gaines' writings and how to incorporate the writings into your classroom. The institute is free and open to teachers. Again, the 16th through the 20th, 8:30 to 11:30 each morning that week. It is free, and if you'd like to know more or to register, you can contact the interim director of the Gaines Center, Dr. Matthew Touch, at 482-1848. You can also contact Dupre Library, and they'll put you in touch with the Gaines Center. Nominations for Women of Excellence are being accepted now by the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. The deadline for nominations is Thursday, July 31st. There are three categories: business, industry and professional, nonprofit, and public service. You can find forms at lafayettela.gov/lcnw.asp, or you can call them. That's the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. Their number is 291-8447, and they can direct you on how to get a nomination form. The Acadiana Center for the Arts is offering a number of summer art camps, including the art of bookmaking, puppets and masks, hand building and clay sculpture, fantastical art, and the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble. For more information, you can stop by their website or call the ACA. Louisiana Folk Roots is offering the Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids again this year. It will be held at Vermilionville. You can register your child now. They are teaching guitar, fiddle, and accordion. You do need to be able to obtain an instrument. If you'd like some suggestions as to where to get one, you can call LA Folk Roots. Their number is 234-8360. Their website, lafolkroots.org. There will be a special evening with Daryl Bork in tribute of Amadé Ardoin this Wednesday, June 4th, 7 o'clock in downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. Daryl will be reading from his new chapbook, If You Abandon Me, Comment Je Vais Faire, an Amadé Ardoin songbook. He'll be speaking about the life of this musician. Daryl will also talk about the efforts to create a memorial to Ardoin. That's this Wednesday, June 4th, 7 o'clock at Carpe Diem. Acting Unlimited Incorporated continues its run of the Russian play VFNT, standing for Vodka and Television, and it's by Russian playwright Maxim Koroshkin. It will run at Theater 810 this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All performances start at 7:30, and the play is intended for an adult audience. In New Iberia, IPAL opened Wait Until Dark last weekend. It will continue this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings with a Sunday matinee. Tickets are available by calling the S&E Theater at 364-6114. The Tea Sippers Theater Company goes into the woods. It's a great show of plots of several Grimm's Brothers fairy tales, and the main characters are taken from those stories, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Rapunzel, and Cinderella. Into the Woods will be presented by the Tea Sippers June 5th through the 8th in downtown Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. We will be speaking with the director later on this week. There will be a 70th anniversary of D-Day commemorated in Lafayette. The Alliance Française, in association with the Centre International de Lafayette, is celebrating that anniversary on the steps of Le Centre, 12 noon this Friday, June 6th. And they'll be honoring those veterans who fought for the liberation of France and Europe. For more information, you can contact Alliance Française de Lafayette or Le Centre International. The Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum opens new exhibits that will run throughout the summer: Contemporary Masters Works on Paper, Earth and Element, The Art of George Dunbar, and Shearwater Pottery and the Anderson Family Aesthetic. There will be an opening this Thursday, June 5th, from 6 until 8 p.m. For more information, you can stop by the website of the Hilliard. The stage play Reunion in Bartersville by Celeste Walker will open at Cité des Arts June 5th, that's Thursday, and run through June 15th. Tickets are available by going to their website or calling Cité at 291-1122. The Big Easel was canceled last month, but it will take place this Saturday, June 9th, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's the Big Easel that has been rescheduled for this Saturday, June 7th, and it takes place in River Ranch. There will be a benefit for Lafayette Animal Aid. It's the annual Dog Day of Summer this Saturday, June 7th. It's a baseball game. The Cane Cutters will be playing against the Woodlands Strikers, and the Pooch Pass proceeds will help Lafayette Animal Aid. The Bayou Bell Choir, Southwest Louisiana's Community Handbell Ensemble, will have their spring concert, free concert, this coming Sunday, June 8th, in Paxton Hall, First United Methodist Church in Lake Charles. There will be a reception following the hour-long concert. Cane Fire Film Series continues a week from today, Monday, June 9th, with a showing of the film The Double, featuring Jesse Eisenberg and Mia Wasikowska. That will be at the ACA Monday, June 9th at 7:30. Tickets will be available at the door. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also download many of our locally produced programs. You can podcast them. You can listen to archival shows at our website or download them for listening to later on. You can also find playlists at our website, and you can support KRVS at any time easily by clicking on the Support This Station button. If you're considering donating a vehicle to KRVS, there's information, a big red button at the bottom of the page. It says donate your car. You can click on it and either fill out information about your car or call the toll-free number that's listed there. That's all at our website. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Mondays, it's World of Opera. At 11, Japan Jukebox. At midnight, Sound Club. And at 1, Terminal Addiction. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.